A reading from Luke 11:24-28. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, "I will return to the house I left." When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gives you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
I had a thought that understanding of this that I had never had before, which is there are many instances of Jesus casting out a spirit. And then oftentimes we say, we have a response to that, but then we don't go to the next phase, which is, well, what's there after the evil spirit has been cast out? And Jesus is saying, if nothing comes in to replace it, that emptiness will be filled with the same spirit or even worse, given a little time. You said in a sermon recently that you need to be filled up all the time because you're constantly leaking. And in a way that applies here is that man, if he benefits from having the spirit, evil spirit cast out, the story can't stop there, because if he doesn't embrace the Holy Spirit, there's going to be nothing but emptiness, and it will be filled up with something other than the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, this is part of the principle in doing deliverance or exorcism, whatever word you want to use, is we pray for people to push darkness out of their life. Is one of the last things we do is that we pray for them that the Holy Spirit would fill them up. Because of that principle, is you don't want to leave space or a person void, because spirits will move towards that. It's one of the reasons that I'm against Christians dabbling in meditation that has no purpose outside of the biblical scriptures. A lot of meditation you hear, quasi-Buddhism in America or some kind of think group, they'll say, empty your mind. God never tells us to empty our mind. Repeatedly, meditation in Scripture is fill your mind with God's Word so that you have the right things that you're thinking on. In the same way, we never want to empty ourselves of control or initiative in our life, but we want to invite the Holy Spirit to be leading us along so that more evil things don't come and take up lodging in our being.
One of the things that I think, I lived what you talked about. I was an empty vessel that was filling up with all the world, essentially, and then I had a turn. But the way I was thinking you could compare this to is I know some French, and when I was young, I was traveling through France as a student, and only when I started thinking in the language did I know that I was starting to come to know the language. And it's the same way with Scripture. If Scripture is a foreign thing to you that you dabble in, then it won't stick. It won't be part of you, your landscape. But if you start thinking, you look out the window and you see a psalm or you see a song or you see Jesus, now you're growing in the Holy Spirit.
So if we're going to live a life of the Word of God and an empowered Word of God by the Spirit, we also want to walk in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, of recognizing that He is with us, that He is surrounding us, that He's speaking to us all the time. And if we will tune our ears, He will empower that word that's in there and bring it to fruition in us.